You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A few years ago, Shanisa Williams moved to East Oakland near International Boulevard. And right away, she noticed something. The street didn't have a lot of traffic lights. Drivers rushed by without looking for pedestrians. She told her kids to be careful crossing the street.
The saddest part about it was when I first moved over here and noticed, I said they're not going to do anything about it until somebody's kid get hit. But then my kid got hit and they still didn't do nothing about it.
One afternoon, Williams' son Jeremiah, who was 19, was crossing International when he was hit by a car. He's walking again, but the pain is still with him. And Williams is left wanting to know why more isn't being done to protect pedestrians. She wrote into KALW's community journalism project, Hey Area, with this question.
Why aren't there enough traffic lights on International?
KALW's transportation reporter Eli Wirtschafter went to get some answers.
Shanisa Williams takes me out to the intersection where her son was hit, 77th and International.
Go ahead, cross. Try. Good luck. It's really hard.
Williams is a short, powerful woman. She's got on a black t-shirt that says, "Act like a lady, think like a boss."
Crossing International is like playing double dutch. You're constantly peeking your head out to wait for your turn. And then when you get out there, you got to be quick and get across because you just never know what's coming.
There's no traffic light here, no stop sign, only a faded white crosswalk.
This crosswalk is, it looks horrible. It actually looks like kindergarten school paper with those lines in between it and the big writing. There's not solid lines, and it looks like it hasn't been painted in years.
In July 2016, Williams' son Jeremiah was on his way home after playing football with his friends. Williams says he always looks both ways. She says even her chihuahua looks both ways before crossing International.
He was coming, he got to the middle, crossing International, and bam, he gets hit by a car. The car kind of pushes him up a few feet, looks, and keeps going. And I know that if there were more traffic lights, there would be a lot less pedestrians getting hit.
Williams has younger kids, too. They're 16, 11, and 10. She doesn't let the youngest ones cross the street on their own. She feels like the city is saying that their lives don't really matter.
Yeah, it's like, we don't care about your life. We don't have any regards for your safety. We're not concerned about your future because we're not even worrying about your present.
Williams was upset that there were no traffic signals between 73rd and 82nd, 11 whole blocks without a light or a stop sign. So she wrote into KALW to ask why. But she felt that she already knew the real answer, that poor neighborhoods, places with lots of people of color, never get what they need.
I mean, you want my serious answer? This is the bottoms. This is East Oakland. They don't care. The people that got the power to do something, they don't care enough because it's not affecting them. They don't even care to clean up. So they definitely don't care about the people that's here.
The city of Oakland has known for a long time that International is dangerous for pedestrians. A city study in 2002 found that more people were hit here than any other street in Oakland. That's both total and in crashes per mile.
When we look at the pedestrian high injury corridors or where the crashes are concentrated, we see that International tops that list.
Nicole Ferrara is the head of Oakland's new Vision Zero program. That means it's her job to try to eliminate traffic deaths in Oakland. So I asked her the question that Williams asked KALW. Why doesn't International have more stoplights? And she said, to begin with, adding a signal anywhere costs more than you might think.
Upwards of about $465,000 per signal from, you know, planning to construction. So people ask, why can't we install a traffic signal tomorrow? It takes a lot of work and coordination.
The city only adds a few traffic signals each year, and International is an especially hard place to do it. It's a state route, which means Caltrans has to sign off on any changes. The street also has a lot of offset intersections, places where the cross streets sort of zigzag through.
It's confusing, it's hard to get through, it's hard to see the crosswalk all the time.
And it can be more complicated to design a signal. But putting aside the physical quirks of this street, Ferrara says what Shanisa suspects is basically right, that the poorest neighborhoods are the most dangerous for people crossing the street. She pulls out a couple of maps.
What I'm looking at here is a map of all of Oakland.
This first map shows which streets have the most crashes.
It's really illuminating how well this maps with another map that we have here, which is our historic redlined areas.
The second map shows neighborhoods that were redlined going back to the 1930s, the mostly black communities that the federal government said were too risky for banks to offer mortgages.
These historic decisions are still reflected in our street patterns today.
And they're reflected in traffic deaths, too. The city of Oakland found that Asian, Black, and Latino people are killed in crashes at more than twice the rate of white people. Nate Miley is an Alameda County supervisor who's made pedestrian safety one of his main issues. He was on the Oakland City Council back in the 90s. And he says at that time, International, which was then called East 14th Street, was even more unsafe.
My memories, particularly in the 80s and 90s, was that it was a street that was challenging for pedestrians to cross.
The city has a formula for where to prioritize adding new traffic lights, but Miley says it hasn't always lined up with where they're most needed. The only way to get around the formula is for the community to complain.
To say we want something here, regardless of your standard, of your formula.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease. So historically, the process has favored wealthier, more organized neighborhoods. But that could be changing. Last year, the city modified their formula for where to add pedestrian improvements. And now, low-income areas and neighborhoods with more seniors, disabled people, and people of color are supposed to get higher priority.
So the higher the disadvantage, the more likely this community is to get resources. They don't have to complain to get them.
Now, it just so happens that Shanisa Williams asked her question at a good time, because International Boulevard is on the brink of a transformation. AC Transit is building a new rapid bus line along the route, and in the process, the street is getting a complete makeover. The agency plans to add new traffic signals at 29 intersections along International. And on the very day that I interviewed Williams, we ran into a bunch of guys in safety vests and hard hats at the corner of International and 81st.
Let me ask, are you guys putting up street lights? Traffic signals?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Finally. Just look at that. Somebody must have heard me.
The foreman says the whole intersection is being redone.
New pavement, new paint, traffic signal, left turn. Good.
Wow.
So look at that. Look at that. I swear I feel like I've been asking the question so much that I might have had something to do with it. Because I know every time I cross the street, I'm yelling about traffic lights for about 5 years. I'm telling you. I feel good. That is good. I'm going to hold them to it. Because I drive across the street every day. So in a couple weeks, I better see a pole or something. Or I'm calling somebody.
A few weeks later, I went back to check. And it's true. Now there's a traffic signal there. And another one is planned for the exact intersection where Jeremiah was hit. Nicole Ferrara says the changes on International will make the street a lot safer. But the city still has a ways to go before it reaches its goal of zero traffic deaths.
We have about 30 people who are killed on our streets every year, and about every other day we have a severe or fatal crash. So we've got our work cut out.
The 29 new signals on International should be up and running by the end of next year. In East Oakland, I'm Eli Wirtschafter for Cross Currents.
That story came from a listener suggestion to our Hey Area project, where you ask the questions and we find the answers. You can vote on which question we should investigate right now at KELW.org. Look for the box that says Hey Area.